Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning on this bright Monday morning. I tell you, I am so glad to be back at home. You know, flying around, and in the month of October, we took and we were gone more than we were at the house. We were in Atlanta, and then we went up to Salt Lake City and did business up there, and it's like, man, just getting back here where you can focus, you can get back in the string line of what you're doing and move forward is just phenomenal. So that's where we're at today. We're looking at Failing Forward by John Maxwell, and the guys did a great job last week of keeping us focused and moving us forward, but we're going to start digging into some really nuts and bolts today because I think it's important. We're going into that middle of the final quarter. We've got 2 months left, November and December, and most people in business, unless it's a seasonal business, unless they're in a brick-and-mortar business where they're doing some retail sales during the holiday, they all seem to relax, they all seem to take off, and especially in network marketing. That's why you see a lot of companies do their conventions in the month of October, is because they're trying to spur on that activity. They want to keep that momentum going. And I just want to challenge anybody that's in a network marketing organization today, don't take the month of December off in a traditional sense. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I am one of the few people that I do not look at this as work. So I don't go and tell people, work through the holidays, do this, talk to, I don't believe in that. I believe you need to invest time with your family. But during the month of December, especially those last 2 weeks, and I'm going to be harping on this from now till January, the last 2 weeks of December should be nothing less than you strategizing for the new year in 2010. You know, when I was in Salt Lake City, that was the whole focus of my meetings up there with my client, was to focus in and say, what are we doing in this last 2 months as we drive the momentum of your company into 2010? And the same thing rings true now. I keep my notebook out daily. It allows me to go back and look at where the year's at. It allows us to focus forward. And that's kind of what Chapter 7 here is that we're covering. Is your past holding your life hostage? Think about that for a minute. Are there limiting beliefs? Are there stuff in your mind that you go through a current situation and all of a sudden it flips a flash point and you say, oh man, I know what happened the last time I went through something like this. And it causes you to get that stagnation, that paralysis, and you don't move forward. You know, James Long wrote an interesting statement. Here's what he wrote. He said, one reason God created time was so that there would be a place to bury the failures of our past. Folks, you got to understand that what's happened in the past does not dictate your future. I know many of people that their first marriages didn't last, but yet they found their soulmate, they got married, and they've been married for years and years and years, happily. I know that there's people that join network marketing companies, and that very first one didn't work out, and then they found the one they love, and they go on and on and on and on. People do that with careers. People do that with churches, everything. So that's what you've got to look at here. You've got to realize not to let your past predict or dictate your future. If you do, you're almost guaranteed to fail because that's how you're going to see it. It's not because that's what's really happening. It's just the way you will see that, and that's what we don't want. You have to understand, no matter how successful the individual, everyone has stumbled along the way. From the greats like Edison and Henry Ford, to folks today, you know, let's take Microsoft as an example. You know, they just launched their new Windows 7. I can tell you because I've been both an Apple user and a Mac user for the last, I don't know, since I was 14 years old. So I can go backwards in that time and I can look and I can say, here's when Apple hit it hard, here's when Microsoft hit it hard. And there were a few times when they screwed up. Their most current was with Vista. And now they've brought out Windows 7 and everybody's saying, oh, what a great system it is. They stumbled, but they never quit. They stumbled, but they never failed. They stumbled, but yet their market share continued to grow and grow and grow. Take Apple. Apple during the 80s had some missteps, and Steve Jobs was ousted from the company. So he went across the street, he bought the office building, and every day he could open up his office and see his original company, the company that he still loved, the company he was still the largest stockholder in. And eventually, not only did he get his company back, he got it back for nothing, and he didn't take a salary. And now, we see that Apple Computer's market share is up over 10%, first time in a long time. But what's really unique is the fact that that's not even their number one selling product. the number one selling product is a really cool little iPhone that doesn't really do anything for business people. It's just a cool little gadget. Over 7 million units last quarter alone. You can stumble, but you never look at it as failure. You continue to move forward. Even as a country, we've stumbled periodically. We've never failed. We've never stopped striving. We've never stopped not moving forward. I see network marketing companies do this all the time. They'll bring out a product, it'll flop. They'll bring out something else, it'll be successful. I see leaders try to shift the vision in an organization, and sometimes they stumble and they have to get back because they didn't get the buy-in that they needed from their leaders. But if any of these folks would have just sat back and said, I failed, oh my, I quit, that would be the end of it. I had a good friend of mine, Orrin Woodward, this last week, that was on the receiving end of a lawsuit that he lost in arbitration. And, you know, the company, his former company, Amway, won a $45 million judgment against him. But I guarantee you that's just a stumbling block for Orrin. That won't hold him back. They'll move forward. They'll appeal the case or whatever they have their right to do, and I'm not up on that. But I can guarantee you leaders never look at it as failure. Leaders never let the obstacles that get in their way keep them from moving forward. And that's exactly what we have to do here. If we want to make this thing happen, if you want to see your life change, you've got to let go of the past, because it's the past that will hold you back. It impacts the way we see the present. It impacts the way we see the future. Maxwell writes this. He said, in more than 30 years of working with people, I have yet to meet a successful person who continually dwelled on their past difficulties. Man, I can just see myself after my first relationship with a girl. If I'd have just kept looking at that and saying, oh my gosh, she broke up with me, so oh my gosh, somebody now is going to break up with me, you know, that would have been the end of that. I'd have never moved forward. If I'd have looked at my first company, matter of fact, I'll use Primerica as an example, because when I was with Primerica, we sat on a border state. So we were Missouri and Kansas. And you had to get licensed. You had to do your business in both states. And that was very strenuous for some people, because they didn't want to do business on one side of the state or the other. They just wanted to do it in their own little cubicle. And, you know, you can't let stuff like that keep you back. You've got to realize you've got to branch out. You've got to move forward. I look at companies today, and where would we have been, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when the Internet was in its infancy, if everybody would have tapped it then? Sky would have been the limit. We'd have had billionaires, I think, more than a handful out of network marketing. So as we move forward, I've got some stuff I want you to write down, because I think this is important. Number one, comparison. And these are signs of past breakdowns, past roadblocks. Okay, when you compare your past and your future, you have to do it in a non-personal form. You can't hold on to this thing. What you have to be able to do is look at the past, see where your mistakes were, correct them as you move forward, and go straight on. You do not dwell. Comparison is good. Dwelling is bad. Number two, rationalization. This is another characteristic of people that they get trapped. They keep looking backwards. They keep trying to rationalize what happened. They keep trying to make excuses. You can't do that. Learn from your past. Move forward. If we're not growing, we're dying. And folks, that's not just physical. That's mentally too. You know, I see kids all the time, because we do a lot of work with teenagers. And now those teenagers are growing into college-age kids, and they're growing into young adults. And my wife and I had this conversation yesterday, because we see so many people nowadays that are young adults that are still acting like they were 17 and 18 years old. And as we move backwards and look in their lives, in a lot of ways, we see where the heaviest drug use happened to be. And in some cases, because they've burnt those brain cells, they still act like they were 16, 17, 18 years old. Those are the type that you realize probably aren't going to qualify for your business. But you also realize they're living in their past with their actions today. Same thing rings true in business. You can tell a person that lives in their past. I'm very proud of my past accomplishments, but I'm more proud of the accomplishments that I make today, the lives that are changed, the people's lives that I never even come in contact with. That's what's cool. The past was great, but it's the future that I'm looking at. I can't relive the past, neither can you. Number three is isolation. If you're going to succeed, you have to be around people. You have to be out there learning from other people. You've got to be listening to other people. A lot of times I catch people in isolation, all they do is watch TV. You're going to be by yourself, but you better be reading a good book. You better be listening to a CD. You better be watching a DVD. I strongly suggest to people all the time on my team, if you're feeling down, if you're having a bad day, go to the bookstore. Go grab a biography. Go grab Success from Home. Go grab Success Magazine. Grab something and start reading about other people's lives. Get out of that self-pity situation that you have. I read a story the other day about a young teenage girl that came basically from a homeless situation. She was living under, I believe, the foundation in a basement at one of the colleges. She ended up getting in Stanford, if I'm not mistaken. She didn't let her current predicaments hold her back from the education that she wanted to achieve. And you can't either. You cannot just set backwards and do nothing. Number four is regret. There's no reason to regret your past. Period. You cannot change it. Let me bring this home so that y'all understand. You know, every time I get a letter from my oldest son, who most of you who have followed me for any length of time know is sitting in the Colorado State Penal System on several felony charges. Every letter from him blames either myself or Paige for the position that he's in. Several years ago, I was going through a pretty rough time. Because I took that to heart and think, what could I have done different? And because of the fact I didn't sit around in isolation, I didn't try to rationalize too bad, I was able to talk to a guy on the telephone. Good friend of mine to this day. At that time, he was my sponsor and the chief marketing officer for a large network marketing company. Today, he's still a network marketing company, has had more success than most people will ever dream of. But we were on the telephone, and John said to me, Troy, you've taken that kid with you everywhere. You've taken him to Primerica conventions. You've taken him to WMA conventions. You've surrounded him with the top people in the world. He's shot pool with guys that are NFL pros. He's shot pool with millionaires in this business. He's gotten to sit down and just chat with them one-on-one. You can't hold yourself back. You can't blame yourself. How's the rest of your kids turning out? And today when I look back, when I receive these letters, I pray harder for my son. And then I look at my other kids, from my two older boys that are out here living it up and doing what they need to be doing, to my daughters, to my little son. Folks, the same thing rings true with us. We cannot allow ourselves to sit there and dwindle in the past. We're going to use the past to move ourselves forward. That's all that we can do. The number five is bitterness. I could get bitter towards my son. I could get bitter towards uplines that were predatory. I could get bitter about CEOs that have maybe terminate me, and I haven't been terminated, but I'm using this as an example. You could get bitter for anything. You could get bitter because your wife doesn't understand what you say. Your downline has decided to go build a different system than you are. You could get bitter when your number one distributor quits. Or you could realize that everything in life happens for a purpose and you can move forward from it. Move to that next level. Decide that you're going to break through instead of break down. Every major, and you can write this down, every major difficulty that we face in life is a fork in the road. I've decided this a long time ago. You can either choose the track that you've been heading down, knowing that you're probably going to go to a dead-end road. Or you can turn through and go to another way. Jimmy Myers, who's one of the most successful network marketers, he's a top distributor with Primerica, was on stage one day, and Paige and I were sitting there, and it really hit home to us, because Jimmy grew up on a farm, and they would clean out the stalls with all that horse and cow manure and all that, and they'd make big piles of it waiting for the trucks to come up so they could put it in the trucks. And Jimmy said, you know, you'd start getting your pitchfork in there and you'd start into that pile of crap and you'd start flipping it into the truck. He goes, and at first it wasn't too bad because, you know, it was fresh in the morning, it was cool, sun wasn't up yet. you're just going to town. Because usually about quarter to halfway through it, the sun was up, you'd piled off your shirt, you were sweaty, you were hot, you stunk, you had crap from one end to the truck to the other, and you'd sit there thinking, man, I don't want to finish this. But you realize that if you turned around, you still had to clean up the mess behind you. And you realize that if you just went forward, before too long, the whole thing was going to be done and over, and you'd be on to a different chore. You'd be on to doing something that you liked. Now, at that time, Jimmy was in his 20s, and he was dating. He'd just gotten married, so they loved going out, having a fun time. And that stuck in our minds. And something Paige and I have always done throughout the years is every time we get into a pile that's just getting to us, she'll say, man, this is one of those Jimmy deals. We just got to keep moving forward. Folks, that's exactly what you've got to do. You can't hold that bitterness back. You can't say, I'm, oh, man, and get all mad. Listen, one of my mentors, Mark Layton, always talks about the law of attraction. And although I don't understand all that metaphysical stuff, I do know this. I know that if you keep dwelling on negative, that's all that's going to happen in your life because everything you see is going to be negative. You know, I sat here in my community on this island. And this is a community where everybody's got some kind of money. And you'd think that everybody'd be happy. But when I look across the street, I see a couple that have lost their restaurant. They're in foreclosure. They've had lawsuits against them. I look at my neighbors to the west, and I see a couple that as soon as they have the money, they're divorced. They got two beautiful kids, but yet she doesn't come home at night and comes home right when he leaves for work to get the kids off to school, and then off she goes. She's never home on the weekend so that they don't have to communicate. And all of a sudden, I realize even more how blessed I am with the family that I've been able to not only hold on to, but to help grow. Folks, this is how network marketing is. You can set at a mastermind event like they have this weekend where some of the most powerful minds in network marketing converged on Dallas. And you can say, wow, they sure have it successful over there, or wow, he sure has it successful over here. Boy, I wish I wasn't such a failure. And then all of a sudden, it comes to mind. And you realize, you know what? I don't know what they're going through. I don't know which one of their top leaders just left. I don't know if they're here trying to recruit other people just so they can keep their volume up because they're going through such a rough time. All kinds of stuff could happen. See, we can't be dwelling on the past. We can't be worrying about what other people do. We've got to realize that it's time now to do a breakthrough. It's time now to step forward and decide we're moving into a new direction. Because if we don't do that, we're going to be sitting back here, and come 2010, you're going to wonder why your business didn't grow. Come 2010, you're going to wonder, well, why didn't I go talk to so-and-so? You know, I find that humorous, too, because I could look at myself as a failure all the time. I've got one of the most successful blogs in network marketing. I communicate with people that are successful all the time. And yet every now and then you get so wrapped up in the current conversation that you never say, hey, man, are you looking for something else? I had a good friend of mine that joined a company the other day that I thought, well, dadgum, if I'd have known he was looking for a company, I'd have talked to him about my own. But I didn't dwell on it. I congratulated him on where he went, and we just kept moving forward, and we'll always be friends. See, that's the key, folks. You have to be willing to do that. If you're not, then life is going to throw you a curveball, and every time it does and you strike out, you're going to be sitting back here saying, poor me, poor me. It's time right now today that you step forward. It's time that you go back and you say to yourself, and this is big, I'm not going to let my past hold me hostage any longer. See, some of you listening to the call don't want to be full-time in network marketing, and my hat's off to you. In a lot of ways, I think our part-time people have it so much easier because the competition and the competitiveness and all that stuff is not there. The temptation to overhype your product or overhype your opportunity is not there. Instead, you're just out there growing that part-time income to be able to take care of those needs, to take care of those desires that you have, to go on that family vacation. Even our veterans on this call that are full-timers should sit back and think about this for a second. All of us are out here building something. Very few of us are getting ready to retire. So if we're building something, we should sit back and say, why are we building this? What is our main true goal? I talked to a top distributor, a good friend, he's becoming a good friend of mine over in Yulee. And one of the things that just I admire about him is he's always got time to talk to you on the phone. As busy as he is, as successful as he is, and he's a field leader, he's not one of the founders. He's constantly out there talking to his people, helping them. When there's an issue, he doesn't beat around the bush. He jumps right on the phone, bam, slams into it and gets it taken care of. This is truly, truly what being a servant leader, what failing forward is all about, because his life's not always been the most successful. He had to work his way through it. He's left a couple of companies. Folks, this is what we all have to do. We all have to sit back and say, where are we going? And let's not lose focus of where and what we want to do. You can't just be out there, you know, worrying about the past, hoping for the future. You got to go make the future. It's not just about the goals that you write down. It's the plan in which you get there. If you're worried about failing, then write a plan where you won't fail. Now, I know that may sound kind of elementary, but think about this for a second. You know you're going to have obstacles, so you have to account for them. But that doesn't mean that you have to accept failure. One of the things that just tans my hide when I'm out here investigating companies is when I hit a website and the company is talking about being the next billion-dollar success story and they can't even get product delivered to their doggone distributors. See, when your words don't match with your actions, whether people want to admit it or not, subliminally they will see that. That's why every now and then you'll see me really brag about a company, whether it's a pre-launch company or a veteran company. I get excited because I see a company that wrote down and they have a vision and they got a plan of action and they're moving towards it. Well, we as individuals need to do that. We've got to have a plan. You've got to be able to do some things. I want you to write this down because this is important. To move forward today, you must say goodbye to yesterday's hurts, tragedy, and baggage. Let me say that again. To move forward today, you must learn to say goodbye to yesterday's hurts, tragedies, and baggage. I'm going to bring this back around to a personal side of, and not my personal, but I'm going to use a personal story here on this. We know that 50% of the American population has either been divorced or are getting divorced. That means they're going to have a lot of baggage that they're carrying over from the past. Now that's pretty easy to work through. I think we'd all agree. Say, oh, I'll just give that up and I'll move forward, and that's cool. Unless it includes children. Now you can't just put that baggage away and get something new. You've got kids. You've got something that's always going to remember. There's always going to be something there to remind you of that past relationship. In today's promiscuous activities that go on and the fact that society as a whole seems to approve the adoption of affairs with all these new websites that I see popping up on the TV and their advertising, now you have something that could be even worse as you're moving into a new relationship. You can have some type of social, venereal disease is what we called it growing up, but now they call them a social disease. I guess that makes it more acceptable. But now you might get into a new relationship with somebody and you're really in love with them and you believe they're your soulmate, but then you have this baggage. Well, guess what? We all do this in network marketing a lot too. We want to look at our new relationship with our upline, but we got this baggage from the past. We want to keep seeing our new upline like our old upline. We want to see our new company like our old company. You got to get rid of the daggum baggage. You probably should sit down and make a list when this call's over later today. Make a list, a whole list of negative events from your past that you think have been holding your hostage. And this, I don't do this all the time, but I'm going to tell you now. Write them down. They're going to come up anyway. Let's be realist. Just write the doggone things down. Write everything. I don't care if it's been a bad divorce. I don't care if the company came short. You didn't get paid. That you know, your upline was out there and they took your downline. Whatever the case is, you write down all the negative events. And for excuse me, for each item that you've listed, here's what I want you to do. Now, I want you to understand something. This is a gut check. This isn't one of those mimby-pamby motivational phone calls. Very seldom do I even do those anyway. But right now, if you want to change, then you're going to do what I say. Because this is proven stuff. This is stuff that I had to do. And we can't cover everything in 30 minutes, but I'm telling you, in the next 4 minutes, if you write these down and you do them for every negative event in your life, you're going to see some freedom here to move forward. And in the next 2 months, as you crank it into the last part of 2009, and we go into the first year of the brand new decade of the 21st century, you're going to be stoked because you're going to see a difference. Number one, you need to acknowledge the pain. You got to acknowledge that. Don't try to hide it. Don't pretend that you're manly or womanly. You got, you know, all the brass everything's here and you're cool. Acknowledge the pain. Daggum thing hurt. Write down how it made you feel. Get it out of your system. Number two, you need to grieve a little bit. Not only does it hurt, but things don't hurt and make you angry and frustrate you if inside you're not really grieving a little bit. So you got to grieve. Get it out of the system. If it included a person, this is number three, you need to forgive that person. Now, y'all might be saying, man, this is a mushy cut. Listen, this ain't nothing mushy about this. I'm telling you how to break through this stuff. And if you want to break through and get your business in order, you got to fix yourself first. So you need to forgive that person. I didn't say you're going to forget. I didn't say you had to be their best friend. I didn't say you had to call them on the telephone and say, I forgive you for screwing me 13 years ago. I'm just saying you got to get it out of your system. Number four is you got to forgive yourself. You can't keep looking back and saying, if I'd have just done this, and kick yourself in the foot every time. Get over it. Matter of fact, if you're not forgiving yourself, you're a narcissist because you don't think you did anything wrong. Now, that's a pretty broad statement, and I understand that. But don't get rid of the ego. Forgive yourself and move on down the road. And number five, determine to release this. You're not going to deal with it anymore. You wrote it down. You dealt with it. You stuck it away. Burn the paper. Do like some of these guys do, where you light the paper on fire. Go get a fire and just, you know, over, done. Whatever it takes, get it out. Because if you'll do that, You're gonna be able to do the rest of it. You're gonna be able to move forward. You're gonna realize that there's a major difference between average people and achieving people. You're gonna realize that average people stick in the past, but you're an achiever now. You're going forward. You're gonna move to the next level. You're gonna get what you want. You're gonna learn a new definition for failure. You're gonna realize that the definition that you once had, where you were just regretting everything, is gone, and you realize that failure is just part of the process. It's not the end result. You're going to remove the word you from failure. You're going to stop saying, I'm failing. You're going to realize that you didn't fail at all. You may have had a situation that didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. And if you think that using different words don't work, trust me, they work a lot. I don't even have the word divorce in my vocabulary with my wife. That just isn't an option with us. When you take words out of your vocabulary, then it's not an option. You move forward. You're going to change your response to failure by accepting responsibility and that you're in charge and that you're moving forward. You're not going to look at failure from an inside situation. You're going to start to realize failure is always an outside event. It's how I deal with it that makes it me a success or not. Number seven, you're going to say goodbye to yesterday. Every now and then you're going to compare, but you're not going to dwell. You're going to move forward, and you're going to make this thing happen. Folks, this is important. Tomorrow we're going to be covering who's this person making these mistakes. We're going to dig a little deeper, dig a little broader. We're going to change the way things are inside. I enjoy these calls. I'm glad to be back. I want everybody to have just a fantastic day. And remember, live life like it's an epic adventure. That's the whole goal here, folks, every doggone day. Have an awesome day. We'll see you in the morning. Radio for your mind.